You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
Are you making money just to pay the bills? Or are you actually building wealth? In this video, I'll show you that building wealth isn't as hard as you think. I know because I went from working in the fashion industry, not knowing anything about investing, to building a $300 million multifamily real estate portfolio in just 6 years.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
At first, wealth felt like this big, complicated mystery. But once I learned what wealth really is and how it works, I had this aha moment. Why did I ever think it was so hard? You see, most people are stuck on this hamster wheel. Work, paycheck, pay bills, and repeat. Maybe you make great money, but at the end of the month, it's all gone. Even if you manage to save a little, it never feels like it's enough. Sounds familiar? Now, let's be real. How long can you keep this up? What happens if you lose your job? What happens when you physically can't work anymore? Are you gonna hustle until you're 70 years old just to keep paying the bills? If you're stressed about money, working paycheck to paycheck, or saving but never feeling ahead, it's not your fault. No one teaches us the difference between making money, trading time for a paycheck, and cash flow, money that keeps coming in even when you're not working. Most people think that making money is something you earn, spend, and then save, but saving alone won't make you rich. The middle class is taught to save. The wealthy are taught to invest. I used to think making more money was the answer. It's not. No matter how much I made, I still felt stressed about money. More income just meant more expenses, nicer clothes, better cars, fancier vacations. But at the end of the day, I was still working for money instead of making money work for me. Your income is capped by hours. Taxes eat 40% plus of your raises. Inflation steals another 8 to 10%. Yes, I said 8 to 10%. Don't be fooled by what they tell you. Your job could vanish tomorrow. And the worst part, most financial advice keeps you stuck. Save 10% of your income. That's too slow. Build an emergency fund. Barely keeps up with inflation. Max out your 401k. Get your money locked away for decades. Pay off your mortgage. That ties up your capital in debt equity. And that's exactly how most people stay stuck. How the wealthy actually use money. You see, most people plant the wrong seeds. They trade their time for money. They water their job. Then immediately spend everything on liability. Cars, gadgets, vacations, even a house. Yes, your house is draining your money instead of making it. Since everything costs money, they focus on making more. But that's where they get stuck. Poor people, their money comes in and it immediately goes out. It's like pouring water on dry soil that never grows anything. The middle class people, they take on debt buying things thinking that they're investing. But instead of planting money in assets that grow, they're stuck repaying loans, watering a plant that never bears fruit. They think, if I could just make more money, things would be better. But more water, it won't grow a dead tree. By the way, when I'm saying the middle class, I'm not referring to income. I'm talking about a mindset. It's a belief that the only way to get by is to keep earning more and more. And that brings us to an interesting example, Al Pacino, the Godfather. Al Pacino lost his fortune due to poor money management and extravagant spending. He's been quoted as saying, I had $50 million and then I had nothing.
Pacino is in his 70s and doesn't think that he would be able to earn the kind of money from acting he did during the height of his career. And that brings us to rich people. Rich people, we disconnect our income generation from our time, meaning we don't rely on a paycheck. We invest in assets that generate income, real estate, businesses, and other cash flowing investments. At first, nothing seems like it's happening. It's just like planting seeds. But over time, the seed grows into a tree, producing fruit, cash flow fruits, and that pays us forever. Most people, when they get money, you know what they ask? They ask, what can I buy? Wealthy people ask, how can I use this money to make more money? If that question isn't even part of your list, that's why you're struggling. Because money sitting in the bank is not wealth. So why saving alone will never make you rich? We've been told, save, 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 be responsible. Here's the problem. Saving money doesn't protect you from inflation. Saving money doesn't generate income. Saving money won't make you wealthy. What's good is a pile of cash if you're still stressed about running out of it? Instead of treating money like something to hoard, what if you saw it as a tool to multiply? Here's a real life example from our real estate portfolio. We owned this one apartment complex for 27 months, and every single month, it paid us in cash flow, even during COVID-19, when the world shut down. And it didn't stop there, because in multifamily real estate, you make money in multiple ways. Number one, cash flow from rents. Number two, profits from selling the property. Number three, tax benefits that keeps more money in your pocket. We bought this apartment complex for $6.9 million and sold it for $15.5, more than doubling its value. And while most people are out working 60-hour weeks, our assets are making money for us. But here's an important question. Do you want to work forever or do you want to build wealth? Most people spend their entire lives making money, but they never learn how to make money work for them. And that's why most people will work until they die. The goal isn't to work harder. The goal isn't to save more. The goal is to build cash flow that makes work optional. To make this happen, you must utilize the wealth blueprint that will change everything for you. Here's exactly the three steps that will flip your financial future. Step one, capital momentum. Set up income streams that continue beyond your lifetime. Building wealth isn't about how much money you make. It's about what you do with it. My goal isn't just to have money in my lifetime, but to create lasting capital momentum, money that keeps flowing long after I'm gone. Generational wealth isn't about numbers. Plenty of families have millions and lose it all in two generations. True wealth is a system of financial momentum where assets continue to grow and produce income for generations. Step two, cash flow. Focus on creating income, not just earn it. Why do we harp on cash flow so much? You see, most people believe making money equals wealth, but I'd rather have cash flow more than just a big paycheck. Think about Salt Lake. It's vast and beautiful, but nothing lives in the Salt Lake. Why? Because it only has an inlet, no outlet. If your money has inlets, income, but no outlet, investments that generate even more income, your money will be dead, lifeless, sitting there, slowly disappearing. I know so many people with big bank accounts, but no cash flow, and they still struggle financially. Their money is locked up in retirement accounts or some other type of accounts. Guys, it's so locked up that they don't even know if they'll live long enough to get to use it. Step three, capital growth. Continue watering and nourishing your money trees. Then take the seeds to grow even more money trees. If you don't understand how this works yet, it's fine. But if you're still in the same financial position 5 or 10 years from now, that's a problem. So ask yourself, do you want to keep trading time for money or do you want to start making money work for you? Wealth isn't about working more. It's about owning assets that work for you so you can stop worrying about money forever.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.